Technology. It's in your pocket, your car, your business. And the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing is tracking all of it. From consumer tech to cybersecurity, from the giants to the startups. Every weekday, we bring you the latest stories about the companies and advancements that are changing the way we live and work. Tech is remaking the world. We'll make sure you're a part of it. Subscribe to the WSJ Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your money briefing for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal. Amid a national conversation about racial injustice, there's been a surge of interest in CDFIs, lenders which serve disadvantaged communities.
As corporations, larger financial institutions, and individuals seek to get involved and contribute to addressing racial inequality, they've learned that CDFIs have been doing this work of addressing inequality for a long time. And so they're turning their attention and their resources to CDFIs.
But can it last? We'll talk with our reporter, Amara Omokwe, after the break.
Better, faster, greener. Optimize your cloud, 5G, and AI infrastructure with Supermicro's resource saving server and storage systems based on second-generation Intel Xeon scalable processors. Better design, faster performance, greener efficiency. Supermicro has the broadest portfolios of application-optimized server and storage solutions. Learn more at supermicro.com.
A key reason for economic inequality in America is that black communities, whether they're consumers or small businesses, have less access to credit than their white counterparts. A small network of lenders is trying to fix that. They're called Community Development Financial Institutions, or CDFIs. Congress and the Trump administration are turning to CDFIs to boost lending to rural, impoverished, and minority communities. And CDFIs are also partnering with corporate America. But can this influx of money to CDFIs last? Joining us with more is our reporter, Amara Omokwe. Amara, let's start with the basics. What are CDFIs?
So community development financial institutions, or CDFIs, are community banks, credit unions, or investment funds that have the express mission of dealing with some of the disparities that you were talking about in the intro. They serve home buyers, small businesses, and others in rural, impoverished, and minority communities. CDFIs are certified by the Treasury Department, and the Treasury Department also has what is called the CDFI Fund. Congress appropriates money to the CDFI Fund every year, and CDFIs can apply for grants and other support through that fund.
And why have these community-based lenders drawn so much interest in recent months?
Well, CDFIs are getting a lot of attention because of this moment of reflection on racial inequality that the country is having. And as corporations, larger financial institutions, and individuals seek to get involved and contribute to addressing racial inequality, they've learned that CDFIs have been doing this work of addressing inequality for a long time. And so they're turning their attention and their resources to CDFIs.
How have the Trump administration and Congress been working with CDFIs?
So the Trump administration and Congress really emphasize CDFIs as the way that money from the Paycheck Protection Program was going to reach underserved communities. So you may remember that the Paycheck Protection Program was an initiative rolled out by Congress and the administration to offer forgivable loans to small businesses to help those businesses weather the coronavirus pandemic. So Congress set aside a certain amount of money for small and mid-sized lenders, including CDFIs, to make these loans. And then the administration later announced an additional set aside for CDFIs to make the loan. So the administration and Congress have really said that the way to make sure that these loans were reaching Black and other communities that are typically underserved by larger banks is to use CDFIs.
And CDFIs are getting financial support from some major corporations too?
That's right. So I'll just give you one example. Hope, which is based in Mississippi, it runs a a credit union and a nonprofit loan fund, both of which are CDFIs, it recently received a $10 million deposit from Netflix. And that was the first time that Netflix has ever sort of gotten involved with CDFIs. Google also launched a $125 million fund for the CDFI industry. And one thing that the chief executive of Hope told me was that the Netflix investment was valuable, but what was even more valuable was the interest that he's seen from others since Netflix made its announcement. So he's gotten several additional monetary commitments from other individuals and corporations since Netflix made its investment in Hope.
So the CDFI industry has a lot of momentum behind it, especially given the national conversation on race that we've been having. Can it be sustained?
Well, that's something that remains to be seen. A lot of the people I talked to for my story said they're certainly hopeful, but they have skepticism as well. Bill Bynum, who is the CEO of Hope, as I mentioned, he was talking about how the CDFI industry has previously received spurts of attention when there were previous crises that laid bare some of these racial and geographic inequalities that we've been talking about, for instance, with Hurricane Katrina in 2005. But he said, hopefully this time the momentum is sustained.
CDFIs are still a small slice of the financial market. What will it take for the industry to grow?
So one thing I heard throughout my reporting on this is that the CDFI fund, which is again under the Treasury Department, demand for grants and support through the CDFI fund typically far exceed the congressional appropriations that fund gets every year. So a lot of people said, this is just an industry that needs more capital. It needs more support. Several members of Congress have put forth proposals to shore up the CDFI industry amid the pandemic, but there is a stalemate in Washington over what additional coronavirus aid should look like. So it's unclear whether Congress will actually be giving CDFIs more support as they did earlier in the pandemic. One thing that happened because CDFIs got so involved with the Paycheck Protection Program is that a lot of them had to sort of upgrade their technological capacity to process a high volume of loans, to accept applications online, for instance. And so I heard that CDFIs need more of that technological development if they're going to sort of broaden their reach and expand their capacity to serve underserved communities.
Wall Street Journal reporter Amara Omokwe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.